If I made up a list of everything I don't like about many modern jazz records, spacey textures, lots of echo and overdubs, a highly processed bass sound, a shortage of blues harmony, I'd have a pretty good description of Eberhard Weber's new album on ECM. The only thing is, I kind of like the album, which goes to show that no matter what you believe in theory, sometimes you gotta go with your gut. One reason this music works for me is that Weber has a great sense of mood, as you can hear on his composition, Before Dawn. That sneaky reference to As Time Goes By underlines the piece's tick-tock rhythm. Of course, these days, some instrumental records are all mood and no substance. But Weber is an adept bassist who likes to improvise, and somehow he lets his personality emerge through his heavily amplified sound instead of losing it in that sound. Eberhard Weber's new album is called Orchestra, though only 9 players put in appearances, and most tracks are for solo or overdub basses. The title Orchestra refers to the wide range of effects Weber gets from his 5-string bass. He coaxes an orchestra's worth of sounds from his instrument. Still, in an effort to show what his bass can do, he underutilizes his 9 brass players. I'd wish he'd given them more than 2 tracks to play on and more room to stretch. At least Weber himself cuts loose once in a while. Early in his career, he worked a lot backing American jazz musicians in Europe. Like the good improviser he is, he's developed his own vocabulary. That's one piece where I wish he'd played unamplified, like a traditional jazz bassist. But Weber makes the music he wants to make, jazz or not. His composition, Too Early to Leave, for basses and 6 brass from tuba on up, owes more to Terry Riley's early minimalism than to jazz. Thank you. Oddly enough, the distance Weber puts between himself and the jazz tradition may be what makes this music work. It succeeds on its own terms. We critics sometimes write as if anyone who's ever played jazz is obliged to play only jazz ever after, but that's silly. The jazz tradition exists to liberate musicians, not stifle them. A player should be free to go off in any chosen direction, at least as long as the music's good. It's when musicians stifle themselves that they get into trouble. Orchestra isn't the best album Eberhard Weber has made. I still like his first for ECM, 1973's The Colors of Chloe. But his new album is okay.